effective advocacy, stumbling blocks along the way, and antidotes. One stumbling block in our advocacy is fear. Fear of incompetence, ignorance, public speaking, failure, rejection, seeming arrogant. Who am I to be doing this? And so on. Fear that we will change or be changed. When we really feel passionate about something, when we know the facts, when it's a truth bigger than us, and we practice, then fear dissolves and things usually go okay. It feels as if we're not just speaking for ourselves or trying to impress anyone. It's more like we are a conduit for a higher truth or a greater good. Another stumbling block is loneliness and despair. Effective advocacy is definitely not easy for Lone Rangers. We want to be working with others so we won't get tired, overwhelmed, or depressed. Working with others is a good antidote to fear, too. We can share laughter and disappointment. We can commiserate and strategize. We can encourage and inspire each other. And it's possible to do a lot more when we work with a group and divide up the tasks. Another stumbling block is frustration. Frustration is expected in work that involves changing the status quo. Here's where tenacity and persistence are so important, hanging in there and not being discouraged. And these must be linked to goodwill toward all, both those you're trying to enlist as allies and those who oppose you on an issue. For example, recruiting others to help you, you'll hear, "I can't, but I'm sure glad you're doing this." You might say, "Next week, if you're thinking about this and you decide you want to join us, give me a call." Or another example, resistance of policymakers or others to meet with you. Try and get to know their secretary or their aide. Show up in their offices and be glad to wait. Or call them back and leave yet another message on their machine. Each time when you ask them to call back, mention another reason why the issue is so important. When people see that nothing discourages us, they get curious and begin to respond to our tenacious persistence by coming on board. Another stumbling block is anger. Anger is expected when we come up against issues that directly harm our fellow human beings in mind, body, and spirit. It's best to acknowledge it and then turn it into fuel for the journey. Staying stuck in anger prevents us from accessing the resourceful and wise parts of ourselves. Practice the no-blame frame. Enemy building and name-calling are not part of this work. After all, those who are on the opposite side of an issue are our neighbors, in a very real sense. Stay on the high moral ground. Keep stressing the positive reasons for what we are advocating. We don't join our opponents in petty bickering. Einstein said that a problem can't be solved with the same consciousness that created it. Another stumbling block is fatigue and seriousness. Take time out to rest to avoid burnout, and time to celebrate small victories along the way, to congratulate ourselves on letters to the editor or rejoice with our friends when they did well on the radio talk show. A sense of humor goes a long way. It's been said that almost nothing is serious, but everything is important. Another stumbling block is information overload. Don't be overly analytical. There's certainly an abundance of information available. We'll never know it all, and we don't need to. We can find sufficient evidence easily enough. And we can also rely on our common sense, our moral compass, our sense of fairness, and our heart. Another stumbling block is casting too broad a net or biting off more than you can chew. There are many issues that are worthy of our attention, but that can cause us to be too scattered, overwhelmed, and ineffective. To be most effective, decide on one specific thing that you want to change or improve and stick to it. Another stumbling block for effective advocacy is the naysayers. We call them the trolls under the bridge. There will always be those who try to discourage you, who even laugh that you bother to think that you could make a difference. You might be branded one of those kind, whatever that means. They say, "It's hopeless," or it's always going to be like that, or don't waste your time. Listen to those people and ask questions, and if you aren't convinced by their arguments, keep on going. 2 years from now, they may well say, I always thought you were right. Another stumbling block is losing balance. Being involved in public health and social issues and moving the world beyond war can be fascinating, challenging, and demanding. But being heroic at the expense of our relationships, health, hobbies, job, pursuit of other interests, or just plain downtime is a recipe for burnout. Change takes place incrementally, and it's more valuable to be involved in an issue in a sustainable way than to be very intense and model something that others won't want to join. Read by Martin Jones.